Today, we're bringing you our final segment of our Indigenous Ear Health series. We found that discrepancies in data could be posing a threat to effective treatment and prevention of ear health issues. Some of Australia's key health reports rely heavily on self-reported data, but a survey by the Australian Bureau of Statistics and Western Sydney University puts the validity of such research into question. Kelsey Menzies has the story.
The data collected in the ABS survey reflects the current challenges of identifying the most vulnerable communities susceptible to hearing loss. The survey also poses a central question: what happens when the data we rely on for targeted healthcare strategies isn't an accurate reflection of reality?
This was a really interesting result. About four in ten people report that they have hearing issues when we ask people to self-assess their hearing. But about 80% of people that didn't say they had a hearing issue turned out to have one when we did an independent test. It's a large amount of people. This varies from being very mild hearing impairment, maybe in one ear, through to people with more severe loss.
That was Stephen Collett, Program Manager for Indigenous and Social Information at the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Well, it makes it hard for governments and the policy-making departments to target the services effectively to where it's most needed when we don't have an accurate count. And I think this hearing test that we did with this Indigenous Health Survey points to a problem that could be of interest in the wider community as well. I mean, I think nobody is immune from not realising that their hearing may be fading over time.
One of Australia's key health reports, titled Australia's Health, from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, relies heavily on self-reported data. I spoke to Dr. Jason Agostino from the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation about the challenges of self-reporting and the consequences for treatment and prevention.
Talking to communities about what their priorities is also a really important thing about doing stuff, you know, not just getting the numbers, but actually understanding people's experiences.
Is self-reported data a reliable source of information? And what are some of the challenges to self-reporting?
I think self-reported data is reliable for certain diseases, for sure. You know, the challenges come when it's less obvious to the person what illness they have. I think self-reported disease that's really problematic is chronic kidney disease. So chronic kidney disease is something that's a really big problem for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but most people don't know they've got chronic kidney disease because you feel quite well until you're really sick.
The data from the ABS and Western Sydney Uni that just came out found that 79% of people with long-term hearing issues did not report that hearing impairment. What does this mean for on-the-ground care?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is people have got to feel that there's a problem, you know. So you've got to perceive that you have an issue with your hearing in order, or your parents, you know, if you're a little kid, need to think that there might be a problem with your hearing in order to seek out care. So that's the first step. And then once someone has sought out care, yeah, there's those problems with accessibility to the actual health service. But then the next problem is the access to audiology after that. You know, most clinics don't have audiologist in-house, and so you're going to have to get referred somewhere else.
A lot of Australia's health reports rely on self-reported data, but we now know that that might not be the most accurate snapshot of health issues in Indigenous communities. What are the consequences for policymaking if the data isn't reliable?
Yeah, look, you know, there's always an issue of underselling how big a problem is, you know, so you've just said that highlighted that the hearing problem is perhaps, you know, five times bigger than what was reported from self-reported data. So if there are similar conditions like that where, you know, a lot of people who have the disease don't know about it to report on it, we're going to encounter those issues. Thankfully, there has been efforts, you know, in recent years to pick up, you know, particularly look at these diseases that we might not know as well through self-reported data. So, you know, through the health survey, they offered hearing tests for people older than seven, and that's how they picked up this undetected hearing disease. In previous health surveys, we've done a blood test component and a urine component.
Otitis media, it's such a pervasive issue in Indigenous communities, and it has lifelong consequences that reach nearly all aspects of life. Should governments be investing more in that, you know, initial research and data collection in that field?
I think government should invest in the community. Even when we diagnose the problem that I find in our community was for a long time we couldn't get it treated effectively. And so it's really, really discouraging to document problems really well and say there's all these hearing problems amongst our kids and not be able to provide anything to support them. So it's more than just measuring things accurately. It's about creating health systems that support children to receive the care that they want. In Australia, we've got a really inequitable health system around ear caring in particular, where people that have private health insurance get better access to ears, nose and throat surgeons. Mm. And, you know, that's just not the way it should be. You know, we know very well that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids have some of the highest rates of hearing disease in the world, and often they can't receive the care that they need.
Dr. Jason Agostino, Medical Advisor for the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, finishing that report by Kelsey Menzies.